The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Enjoy family time like no other.
Earlier this month, all eyes have been on Paris for the Fashion Week, but now that gaze has turned to a much more accessible destination. Get ready for this. The Metaverse Fashion Week launched yesterday, and here to tell us more is the host of Tech Powered Luxury Podcast and Director of Global Digital Media and E-commerce for Pooch. It's Ashley MacDonald. Hello, good morning, Ash. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for taking the call. Now, I know you're in Geneva. Is that right?
Yes, I'm in Geneva, and it's Watches and Wonders Week, so it's all very much on topic, along with Metaverse Fashion Week.
Okay, so before we dive into the Metaverse, which is very confusing for a lot of people, myself included, tell us a bit about you. Where did your interest in fashion start?
So I'm originally from Galway, so I guess my exposure at a very young age to fashion was mainly through TV, watching people like yourself, through magazines, and, you know, getting as much information as I could, kind of pre-internet era. And I heard about an exhibition in London with Christian Dior, so I was 16 at the time, so 13 years ago now, and I managed to convince my mom to head over with me. It was my first time ever going to London. We visited this show, and it just changed my life. I realized there's a whole world of fashion out there, an entire industry, and there's a need for so many people. I mean, it's over $100 billion industry now, just luxury fashion alone. So it set me on a path to go study in France, to learn French. And my main goal actually was to work for Dior. So it took a couple of years, but by the time I was 22, I joined the Dior headquarters in Paris, and my career kind of took off from there.
So you studied in Paris and then you stayed and lived and worked there.
Exactly. Well, I did a double degree with DCU, and I always say that gave me the best foundation because I had my 2 years in DCU studying business and learning French. And then they sent us all off to France for 2 years, and we studied completely through French for our business degree, actually. And did loads of internships. So I had loads of practical experience and language skills by the time I was looking for a full-time role. And that, without it, it wouldn't have been possible to eventually land that first role with Dior, which was an incredible experience.
I mean, there's tenacity. Set your goals and attain them. That's very impressive. But you now teach, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so Tech Powered Luxury, it's a podcast, but it's also a module that I teach at the two business schools I studied in France for my undergrad and my master's. So it's at Naoma Business School, where I've had a couple of Irish students, which has been wonderful, and at HEC Paris. So it's the number one executive global MBA right now. So I'm so happy to be actually teaching there and to be bringing insights from technology, fashion, luxury, beauty, and actually bringing quite a few Irish brands over as well. So we had C-Body, a wonderful luxury Irish skincare brand, who came onto the campus last year in Paris and presented their brand and got amazing feedback from international students from all over the world.
So you're teaching in this the world-class international MBA course, and you were then invited to the Forbes 30-50 event last week recently in Abu Dhabi. I actually saw you on Instagram, and that's where I kind of fell down an Instagram tunnel with you and found. So explain what the Forbes 30-50 event was in Abu Dhabi, will you?
Yes, well, firstly, one of the best weeks of my life, aside from everything else. It's probably been a year and a half in the making. So I was shortlisted for Forbes Under 30 last year, and I attended the Under 30 Summit. And then they invite the alumni from that, basically, to join the Under 30 and Over 50 Summit. And it's focused on mentorship between the generations. So we had, you know, amazing female leaders from all over the world, over 50, 60, even over 70, from Hillary Clinton to Billie Jean King. We had Catherine O'Hara, who I'm obsessed with.
Who isn't?
She was obviously the mom in all the Home Alone movies, but also in Schitt's Creek, a super fun series where she has a crazy fashion persona. And yeah, we had a full week together in the desert, a big focus on fashion and the luxury industries as well, but also a presentation about the metaverse, which I was very excited to see.
We're going to dive into that now, but I have to say, your parents must be so proud of you. You're just kind of a phenomenon. I mean, you're amazing and you're nice as well, which is wonderful. So
let's
dive into the metaverse. Okay, so I am a fashion designer and have had a label for a number of years, and I have explored this area, and I'm going to be honest, it still confuses me. Okay, so you're talking to your Uncle Bren now. Forget about what I did in the past and explain the metaverse.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you were my uncle, so
I could be your fashion uncle. I'll be your funkle.
I love it. So honestly, you're not alone. Everyone has that same question. Like, what is the metaverse? How do I wrap my head around it? And the way that I like to explain it is, imagine a couple of years ago when we were first explaining social media or even the internet. And it seemed very scary as well. And we were saying, you know, how do I enter the internet? How do I enter
And you know, on that, just to remind people, I remember I was living in the UK when Twitter happened, and it took me a year to understand. Why would people just post a sentence? And my friend Sarah was going, because it's just an opinion and get over it. It took honestly a year for me to get my head around what was happening and what this interaction was. So I completely accept that. That's a great little gauge on how to understand it. Yeah.
So it's the same thing now. And now we say the metaverse, but I think in a couple of years, we're not going to say that. It's going to be like with the actual internet and social media where we just say, I'm online. Right. Are you online? Are you on this platform? And like with social media, we don't really say I'm on social media. We say I'm on Instagram or I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
Like you just mentioned. And with the metaverse, it's the same. There are many different platforms and there are certain platforms that are much more fashion forward. Like with social media, where I see Instagram and TikTok being the place where you have the most fashion expression.
Sure.
And there are a couple of metaverses, so platforms like a social media platform, but more interactive, that have a big fashion focus. And this week in particular, it's Decentraland. And Decentraland is the one that launched Metaverse Fashion Week. So they're one of the biggest platforms for fashion expression. You have all the major brands there. And it's super easy to access. You just go to decentraland.org.
You can
either create an account or you click join as guest, so you don't have to go through the account creation. And you can today, actually, and for the next couple of days, on the top left, as soon as you enter, there's a big banner saying Metaverse Fashion Week. You click and it shows you all of the events that are happening live and the program for the next couple of days. You click jump in and you arrive with your little avatar into whatever event it is that you've chosen to attend.
So Decentraland, just to be really clear, is exactly like, it's a platform like Instagram or Facebook, but it's for the metaverse. And there are other
exactly.
versions of that as well. Okay, I get that, right.
There are loads of them.
I went through my wormhole, my Ash McDonald wormhole last night, and I set up my avatar on Decentraland. And then I just hit random, and it gives you a random avatar, which is insane, which is kind of crazy. So then explain to people, your avatar is the version of you in this world, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you could go on, sorry.
You, as you said, you created a random one, and that's totally an option. You can jump in and say, join as guest, give me a random avatar, and you just go ahead and play. And some people would do that because they don't care what the avatar looks like. Or they want to be anonymous and join an event. Perhaps it's your first time in the metaverse. You're not probably going to want to go through that whole process unless you're a little bit more into perhaps The Sims or platforms like that before, where you already maybe had a first experience in dressing an avatar. So today you can already pick actual clothes. So for your own label,
I'm totally going to get your number after this. Don't you worry. I'm all over you. But so just before, so my generation didn't play Sims, and I kind of bored me actually, because it's just moving things around and create, like, but I did play Lego. So it's kind of like a virtual Lego, right? That's easy enough to get my head around. But I think what people will really understand and help people understand is you can go to a huge event like an Ariana Grande concert or a Madonna concert. So explain how that works. How do I go to a Madonna concert in the metaverse?
So many artists and musicians today, and especially during the pandemic, wanted to connect with their audiences, bring them somewhere live. So not just a live stream like we've seen all over Instagram and Facebook, but something where you can go and interact. So, for example, we could both say, we're going to head to the Ariana Grande concert that's on next week. We are going to actually meet each other there and walk through the concert together. We're going to dance during the concert together, we're going to interact together. You can meet and see all of the other people that are there as well. And it's really like gaming, actually. It's very similar to just online gaming. And a lot of teenagers today that are active on Xbox or PlayStation, they're playing live anyways. And they're playing with friends who perhaps they've never met or friends that live down the road who are also live and in that game. So it's a very similar concept.
So mammy question incoming, mammy question alert.
Yes.
So if, say, I have a teenager and I'm concerned that they're gaming too much, like when I sat down to do my avatar and I had a little play last night, I realized I'd spent 45 minutes just tweaking around with this. You know, I'm going to ask the controversial question, would I not be better off going out for a walk?
Well, I would say that what's happening today is the time that we spend on social media, you know, the millennials and the baby boomers, that's shifting to metaverse for Gen Z. They're less interested in the likes of Instagram because they're like, why would I post a picture of something that happened when instead I can go and actually engage with my friends live online?
Now, this, so don't skim over this. This is really important, yeah, actually, because Adam, the researcher upstairs who you spoke to, explained this to me. This is this bit I love. So in Instagram, it's performative. It's a picture. It's filtered. It's my best life, right? It's just here's how I want a shop window of my beautiful life. Where in the metaverse, it's live. And so that's the difference. Is that
exactly
right?
It's live, it's interactive, and when it comes to fashion, it's super expressive. So imagine you're in there walking around and someone sees you at one of the events. They can actually click on you and see the details of your outfits. If they want, they can actually buy it as well. So there's a whole world of influencers in the metaverse. And actually, I interviewed the dedicated supermodel of the Metaverse Fashion Week that went live yesterday. Tang Poco is her name, and she's a really big influencer. So all of the brands that have digital collections, they want her walking around the metaverse wearing their pieces because people look to her for metaverse fashion advice, and trickles into the real world.
Can you hook me up?
Absolutely.
So
let's wearing your stuff.
let's explain that. So you then you create your avatar, which is you in the metaverse. What are the clothing options?
So today you have loads of free clothing options,
like
in any game. Yeah, there are loads of things there available that you can just pop on your avatar without paying anything. But if you want to go a bit further, you can pay for something. And there are tons of designers today, especially young, independent designers. They're just starting out. Perhaps they've just graduated from fashion school. Creating a real physical collection is incredibly expensive, whereas creating a virtual collection, it's really, really affordable to do so. Mm-hmm. So this is a new revenue stream as well for designers. And it's a great way to test and get feedback on their designs by launching them in here. So when you're dressing your avatar, you can go into Marketplace and you can see all of the different fashion items that are available to wear digitally.
Well, I see you're working with the brilliant Aoife McNamara, Irish fashion designer. But and I love this. So you can explain this. And this is where I think people will really understand. You're going to do a metaverse as a twin release. So the collection will launch in Ireland in May and a simultaneous metaverse release. And then you'll walk New York Fashion Week. So explain that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so a big shout out to Aoife. She's absolutely fabulous. And I love what she has built. She has her beautiful cottage in Adair Village. We're going to be creating a meta cottage, the first of its kind. So you'll be able to visit her cottage in the metaverse and go inside and interact with it and learn, especially about sustainability, which is at the core of her brand. And you'll be able to discover her collection. So the digital version. And of course, if you want, you can buy the real versions as well, because this is what we call a twin collection. So we're recreating the physical collection in a digital version that you can see in store. You can see it on our e-commerce website, but also in a more 3D version in the metaverse. And you can have your avatar walking around wearing Aoife McNamara if you want.
So this is where you're hooking me in now as somebody who designs clothes. So I can market test a garment, or if I'm a cabinet maker or a spoon bender, I can market test my product in the metaverse. And if people react, I can then manufacture, or I can twin manufacture while I market test. Is that right?
Absolutely. And like you'd said, it's not just fashion. Actually, there's a huge real estate and architectural world within the metaverse, because people are actually creating 3D versions of maybe houses that aren't built yet, of apartments that won't be ready for 2 years. So instead of just looking at pictures now, you can walk around them virtually. So there's loads of different use cases.
So we just got a text in there, and this interests me as well. Hi guys, Simon Wicklow says, just sounds like another way to escape from reality. You're not really there. Your senses are not engaged. It's sad the way we're going. That's not strictly true though, is it?
I mean, of course, everything in moderation. Same with social media, same with the internet. We shouldn't be putting our whole lives on there. But I would say if you're able to have a better e-commerce experience, why not do it in a 3D way that you can actually interact with the product, have more information, even do a virtual try-on? I think we're moving in that direction because it's closer to reality than just looking at a 2D image.
And I think from an e-commerce point of view and a selling point of view, whether you make cups or cabinets or fashion, it's a great way to engage with an audience. But it is unregulated, isn't it, as now, like all the internet is. So there's no point in singling it out. But I read a couple of interesting reports about that it's not policed at all. So if you have younger people in there, they can be bullied in the metaverse, like Instagram or TikTok or whatever. But is that a concern, do you think?
I would say today that the metaverse, unlike social media, it's more split demographically.
Is it?
So you have metaverses like Roblox, for example, where it's really the younger age group. It's all about fun, very colorful and educational games. And definitely, if you're a parent and your child is active online, whether it's across metaverse or social media, of course, it's really important to watch what they're doing and check in on it. But making sure that they're in the game that suits them best. Same as if it was a PlayStation game or Xbox game. You know, you have to look at, okay, what is age appropriate for my child or whoever it is that's going online.
Exactly. And actually, back to where you started, it is happening. And if you don't know how it works, you can't protect from it or you can't regulate it, right? So you need to be aware of it. Do you think, would that be your advice to parents?
Exactly. If you have a child who's playing, especially Roblox, that's the one that's really popular with kids and with teenagers, spend a couple of minutes with your kid, ask them to show you how it works, what they're doing. And I think you'll be happy and surprised to see it's much more interactive than just watching, you know, cartoons on TV or watching content on YouTube. At least you're learning, you're engaging, you're often building something. So it can have really strong educational benefits.
So I have a challenge for you. Last Thursday night, I hosted a fashion show in Middleton CBS, 900 boys school, for my friend Helen. And it's a long drive, but I loved it. It was great. And when I saw this item, I was like, I wonder next year if we could do it in the metaverse. Could you do a charity fashion show in the metaverse? And could people donate to a charity in the metaverse?
Absolutely. It's actually happening every single day already. I mean, especially this week, it's the biggest week in digital fashion. So we have all of the major brands showcasing, all have pop-ups. There's a big metaverse fashion show stage. So, I mean, there are over 500 million active gamers today, so online gamers. So, I mean, it's a massive population. And if you looked at any country with that many people actively engaged and, you know, consumers that are open to buying fashion, we wouldn't be doubting it. And we should really look at the metaverse in a similar way.
And just for, I've got a text on my phone just saying, so can we actually see the garments more clearly in the metaverse? So we can actually make it, if we want that dress or we want those trousers or we want that hat, we can see it much more clearly in the metaverse.
Absolutely, because you can turn it around, you can turn it upside down, you can do whatever you want with it. You can actually put it on your avatar, you can move. So there's much more interaction than if you were just looking at, you know, an image on your phone or on your laptop.
So the metaverse is here to stay. That's what you're saying, right?
It's actually just the beginning. It's really interesting to see how things are moving, especially in the last couple of weeks. Artificial intelligence is really starting to make more of an impact on our daily lives as well. And I think that's just going to make the technology faster, more effective, easier to use. And we will see people shifting away from, you know, Web 2, which is basic social media that we have today, where we can read things and we can post comments, over to this space, which is much more interactive, and it has a sense of ownership as well. Like, you can have your virtual closet or your virtual real estate, and you can build and sell things. So it actually has its own economy as well.
Listen, you explained it beautifully to your funkle, which is your fashion uncle, Brendan Courtney here. I will be in touch, Ashley MacDonald. Thank you so much. And people can find out more. Your Instagram handle is?
It's ash.macdonald, or you can look at Tech Powered Luxury and get more info on how to join Metaverse Fashion.
Tech Powered Luxury is your podcast, which you host, which is also really, really good. Listen, thanks for explaining that. It was wonderful to chat to you, and hopefully see you soon. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Let's take a little break.